This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard here. We'll get to the latest what Roger Goodell said about the tush push moving forward. That vote's about to be up again as we enter the month of May here. The prank call situation in the NFL, which went rampant over the weekend. And we got to blame Hugh for something we heard on WIP yesterday. So a lot to do here on the show. 215-592-9494. Right now, though, we continue talking about the Ranger Suarez situation. He is healthy. He's going to start on Sunday, according to the Phillies, which is in a vacuum fine. Ranger's a good pitcher. I like Ranger. I'm happy he's back and healthy. He certainly makes the team better. But I'd put him in the bullpen because right now, and we'll see what he does tonight, but your guy, Hugh's guy, Taijuan Walker, has been fine to start the season. He's pitched five games in four of his five starts, zero, one, or two earned runs. Not bad. They can get away with that kind of fifth starter if you have a better bullpen. Right now, the Phillies bullpen, even after a good night last night, has a 5.03 ERA. I'd put Ranger down there to make it better. And Hugh, citing, you know, his emotions and money and contract, sounds like Scott Boras over here, doesn't want to put him in the bullpen, or at least you wouldn't force him to do it.
Well, I don't think you can. And I think that's the thing that people don't realize, because if you force him in his contract year to go to the bullpen, you're not going to get the best Ranger. You're not. Because he's going to feel some kind of way about being demoted, and he didn't do anything.
Well, then he's definitely not going to get the money he wants.
Well, it's he's not, if he goes to the bullpen, he's not going to get it regardless. Like, he's not going to be.
So, hold on. Isn't there a world where him showing that he can be both a starter and a bullpen piece?
I don't think so.
Has been more of that recently. I mean, Ronaldo Lopez with the Braves, yeah. Seth Lugo with the Rose. There's been a little bit more of, hey, or teams making relievers starters. Like, I don't think it restricts him from becoming a starter again on the free agent market next year.
I think the worst thing he can do is pout and refuse, and sort of do what
now,
he's saying.
To your point,
and
Hugh, though, the best chance he has at the most money is a great year starting. Well, that's obvious.
And,
yeah.
and this is the thing, Kyle, that I've never negotiated a baseball contract, but I'm pretty sure that if he is in the bullpen the whole season, he's going to be treated like a bullpen arm. And wherever he goes, if he stays here, they're probably going to try to pay him like a bullpen arm.
Or he'll be treated like a question mark at what his future
is. Yeah.
I think there's risk attached to him going out and becoming a full-time starter again, too, though.
If he hurts his back again.
But there is, but he's willing to take that risk. That was another thing I was about to say. Because the fact that he's coming off an injury and you move to the bullpen, they can hold that against you. They can say, well, we don't know if you can start. You know, even though you've done it in the past, if you're in the bullpen, you say, hey, we don't know if you can start because you didn't do it. You didn't do it this year.
You're right, and it's all factored into what he's thinking.
Yeah.
But also, like, if I'm the Phillies, and I don't know if I would say this because I don't want to upset my player. Like, dude, the reason we're in this spot is you got hurt in spring training in the first place.
Hold on.
It's true. If he was healthy to start the year, he would have been in the rotation, and we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Let me write this down. Neither you or Kyle need to be a general manager of any professional sports team. Because neither one of you guys have any tact when it comes to dealing with your players.
Well, you have way too much major league buddies.
I got the name on the front.
Understanding.
Not Boras on the back.
I was the only cat to hit an 8-leg parlay here.
That's not
nobody
what GMs
cares.
Do.
This is. But I hit the 8-leg parlay.
And what happened?
And I have vision.
And what? Mm. You know what else you did?
What?
You owe me money. I bet your Stanley Cup pick, and they went out last night.
We didn't have to talk about
that. Yeah, we did.
You got way too cocky,
you
buddy.
You did. Yeah. Took a 70-1.
Montreal Canadiens,
come
man.
Come on, they got smoked.
No.
That throws the 8-leg parlay out the window.
It does.
They got rocked.
No.
Stanley Cup pick out in the first round?
Like, what
round?
Were you talking about?
Can I tell you what happened?
You're not the hockey guy around here, man. Mm-hmm. Brodes is taking it. It went from Morgani to Douglas to Brodes.
Listen, I thought it was going to be the LA Kings. Because this is the first time that Canada has had four teams, mm-hmm. in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mm-hmm. And the last time they played, they beat the Kings to win the Stanley Cup.
Was that like 1992 or
3? That was a long-ass time ago.
time ago. Wayne Gretzky was playing.
So I tried to go
before he was drafted.
I know.
I tried to go with history.
It's a different lifetime for Hugh Douglas.
Your 8-leg parlay thing is out. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones here. And then we will get to... I have a question for everyone about this Eagles draft class. Now that the dust has settled on it, what we now expect. Joe is in Delaware up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Joe. What's up?
All right. You, I'm going to stick up for you. I'm going to give a scenario to Joe.
Okay.
So, Joe... How about if the management at your radio station said, listen, we're going to take you and Kyle and move you to overnights for the next year because we're having some problems there. And we need you to start tomorrow night. What do you say?
Well, I wouldn't be thrilled. I mean, I'll be honest. But, Joe, what am I supposed to do? Put my foot down and say no? I'm an employee here, and I have to do what I'm asked. Otherwise, I'm not going to have a job.
So you would do the overnights?
Yes. I mean, I would not be thrilled, but I would do it.
It's nice knowing you, Joe.
Hold on.
Yeah, you doing that show by yourself.
Well, that's fine.
But
hold on. I am an employee of WIP. I'm on when they put me on the schedule. And since February of 2023, I've been on the schedule from 10 to 2. Before that, I was on the schedule from 6 to 10. Before that, I was on the schedule overnights and weekends. I'm allowed on the air when they put my name on the schedule, Joe. Just like Ranger Suarez toes the mound when they tell him to.
Yeah, but it's different. We've been locked into this spot for about 3 years, man.
Yeah, and I show up more than Ranger does.
Yeah.
And what do you do about your future contract? So if you go to overnights, are you going to get another job in a different radio station? Well, after this job?
Well, I don't know. I mean, but I answered your question, Joe.
There it is. He's a starting pitcher. He's not a relief pitcher.
But he has been both, to be fair, Joe. And you can make the same, if you want to use the analogy for me. I mean, I've hosted at nights. I've hosted weekends. I've hosted solo. Ranger has done this other thing. He was on the mound as a relief pitcher when they got to the World Series 3 years ago.
But still, I mean, he's a starting pitcher. He's one of the better ones we have. I mean, he's supposed to suffer because the bullpen or general manager didn't get us some more relief pitchers?
Yes.
No.
He said flat out.
Yes. No. Yes. No. Joe, he's a Philly. He's a Philadelphia Philly
he's not. No,
yes,
he
is a Philly.
Listen. Is he on his last year of his contract?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Okay. So what do you think any athlete's going to do? Do you think he's going to do that for the team? It doesn't assure him a World Series ring.
Does not,
doesn't
no.
assure him anything.
Nope.
But if he stays a starter and he wins, let's say, 10 games, mm-hmm. 15 games this season, is he going to get a nice contract?
He
nice.
Sure is. He sure is, yeah.
Okay. So I don't even understand how you could say he should go to the bullpen.
Because why do I care about his pockets? Like, I care about the Phillies. I understand your point and Hughes that he would care. Why do I care?
Because
something
so you
one.
Don't want to make a lot of money either.
No,
you're okay.
But
you're okay
I answered your question, Joe. I
want to make a lot of money, Joe.
We all do. But I felt like I answered you. You asked me a question. Joe, good phone call. I answered it. Doesn't mean I'd like it, but I would do it because I'm an employee.
See, I think Joe should have told you if they asked you to go to nights mm-hmm. and they told you had to take a pay cut, because that's what basically we're talking about. Like, you have to take a pay cut.
But that's not what they're doing. You interpret it that way.
Okay, well, how about this? We are in a position where, like, say this is the last year of our deal. And they say, okay, Joe, we want you to go to overnights. And by going to overnights, that means that you're probably, if you go there, they're probably going to try to negotiate an overnight deal for you.
I would understand the reality. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
So how would that make you feel?
I wouldn't feel great about it, but I would do it. All right, let's use Kyle's point. What am I going to do? Go home?
No, you know what I would do?
What?
First of all, because we're a package deal, I would look and see what you're doing, and when you agreed to go to overnights, you know what I would do?
Mm.
I say, y'all kiss my ass. I'm not going over.
Okay, so I understand. And I actually...
hey, Kyle, just like that, I'm out. I'm not going to the overnight.
Actually, it might be better for traffic for you.
Late night. Yeah, well,
be my way easier. Yeah.
In memoriam, Joe Gilliel on the Midday Show.
No, because you know what's funny? Because when I initially, when I got here, I thought about doing, like, you know, there was some talks about maybe doing the mornings. Like, no, that's not going to happen. Dude, now, if you ask me to do mornings now, I'd be like, no.
It's an early wake up, man.
Oh, dude. Woo. And you know what? I did it for like almost 10 years.
Yeah, but once you get out of that routine.
Well, oh, man. I tell you, I got a life a little bit. Life now.
Yeah, you can stay up till what, 8 o'clock at night?
I can stay up till 9:30.
Oh, my goodness. Watching those Tubi movies. All right, 215-592-9494. One quick comment that I want to throw in the Eagles thing. So Joe is correct. Like, Joe used the term Ranger Suarez as a starting pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when this happened. Maybe we're just paying attention to the way the Phillies talk. Maybe we're too, I don't know, like we're GM'd up and we want to be GMs. When did this start that these players are, Trey Turner's a shortstop. Ranger Suarez is a starting pitcher. No, they're Phillies. They're baseball players. Like, when did we get so soft that they can't change? Ranger Suarez is a pitcher, okay? Pitchers pitch. Trey Turner's a baseball player. He plays baseball. This idea that he is this and you can't change that is so ridiculous to me.
But it's how it works, Joe, because there's a lot of money involved with all of this.
I think it's begun to work like that here. Kyle made the point earlier. I don't think the great teams think like that.
Well, the great teams, it's because the culture allows for sacrifice. We always talk about the Dodgers.
Yes, yes.
And Mookie Betts.
They all change positions all the time.
Yeah, because that's the culture.
Well, I want to change the culture.
And
be the change you want to see in the world.
Okay, you do, but to me, if I'm Ranger, it starts with Trey. It's not going to start with me.
You got Sheep Douglas over here.
Unbelievable. This guy is ridiculous.
If I'm going to change the culture, it starts with Trey. It ain't going to start with me.
I actually understand why the players have formed this culture, this Boris thing. I don't get why fans do this. Like, what are you talking about, Rangers are starting pitcher? He's a pitcher. He pitches when he's allowed to pitch.
Well, because fans know how it actually works in real life. You and Kyle living in the college dorms of Major League Buddies or whatever you want to call it.
Here's what I am.
Excuse me?
I am a WIP employee. I put the mic on when they allow me to. I don't just like show up at different times and say I'm on the air.
You know what? A couple times I've wanted to do that.
What, show up at different times?
Well, and just start ranting because I have stuff on my mind.
You're not on the schedule.
Yeah, but I think that we have the cachet. We have friends in other day parts that if we have something to say,
we come to the station and say something.
Oh, yeah, I'm not just going to bust into John Johnson's show when he's doing the snack of the night.
Yeah, that might be uncomfortable.
And say, yo, I'm on the mic. I would ask him first.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
All right, 215-592-9494. Career from Howie Roseman. Draft class is set here for the Eagles. The Eagles got to have, when's rookie minicamp? This weekend? They have rookie minicamp coming up this weekend. All right, so Howie Roseman was on with Rich Eisen talking about this draft class, particularly the top two guys here, Jahad Campbell and Makuba from Texas. Let's hear about Campbell, what he said there, and asked about the medical concerns around Jahad Campbell.
For us, all along through the process, this was a top 10 player on our board. I think it's no secret by now. Some of the questions are more medical in nature for the reason that he fell to the spot kind of where we were. We rely on our doctors, and we had a lot of conversation on Jahad, and we think that over the near short term and the long term that he's going to be ready to go and play a lot of great football for us.
All right, so there's Howie on Campbell. And still, that medical thing hovers over. We're not really quite sure. He had surgery in March. I'm not sure when he's going to be fully ready. Hopefully at the start of training camp. And then he talked about Makuba, the safety out of Texas, and the versatility he saw when he scouted him.
He had played a lot of nickel at Clemson, so he had this coverage ability, which we're always looking for in our back-end players, to be able to come down, cover the slot, to have that versatility, to not only be able to play in the middle of the field, but to come down and cover slot receivers, gives Vic a lot of flexibility. And so he had that cover ability. He just plays like his hair is on fire. You know, everything about him is fast and physical. And he's got ball skills, too.
All right, Hugh, let me ask you a question. So, there's how we talk about their first two picks, right? Mm-hmm. And last year, their first two picks had huge impacts, right? Quinyon Mitchell started all year long on the best defense in pro football.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time week five arrived and he got healthy, Cooper DeJean joined him as basically a starter. I mean, nickel plays almost all the time anyway, mm-hmm. on the best defense in football. It was immediate and significant impact from last year's rookie class. Hugh, now that we know who they are, right? We discussed before the draft is how we still get a draft well. Do you trust them? All that kind of stuff. Now we know who we got, right? This is the 2025 Eagles draft class. Do you expect immediate impact out of this group?
Yes, I do. Because my whole thing is when we talked about these guys, smart players, I feel like they've gotten that. You know, when you talk about the D tackle from Nebraska, what's his name? Ty Robinson, you know, pre-med and all that other good stuff.
The vanilla gorilla, they call him.
I think they have some smart guys, and I think that he's going to be a guy that's going to make an impact. And I think the corner is going to be. I was listening to Barry Brooks the other day, and he said something that I thought was interesting. I got to thinking about it. He's a slot receiver, a slot corner, I should say.
Makuba.
So, okay, if he's the slot corner, so does that mean that we're moving DeJean to the starting corner, the outside?
It's certainly on the table.
Well, and my thing is this, because we saw DeJean eat in that slot.
Very good out there. Yep.
Big physical guy, mm-hmm. and we saw what he brought to the table, especially when you talk about the Derrick Henry tackle or whatever. Makuba's a little bit smaller. So my thing is, you're going to get him on the field. It seems like he's going to be on the field. But at what cost, though? Like, I can't – like, right now with his size, I would say that he's probably better suited for the outside. Or is it going to be something where you make these DBs interchangeable in a sense? Like, you get the best matchups because you have different individuals that have the skill set where they can play anywhere, but you can match them up according to – the personnel that the other team has.
Well, that's ideal. I mean, if you could pull it off.
Yeah, because it's like, I was like, because he's a little small to just keep him in the slot, and then you have a thing where you could just take the matchup and make it to your advantage by putting the tight end in there.
Right.
With his size, because he's like, what, 5'11"? He's not that big.
Makuba is about 186 pounds.
Yeah,
he's
but
smallest.
He's a hitter.
Yeah.
So I think that what in essence they're trying to do is, now we can match man for man. You know what I mean? You can still play your defense, but we got smart enough guys back there that, okay, you go with this guy, you go with this guy. We can play man concepts, zone concepts, whatever. But we like the matchups at the line where we could take you and put you here or there. So I don't know. It's an interesting thought. It's an interesting thought process.
Yeah, and it is an interesting draft class. I mean, we had Elliot on yesterday, and he said if you showed the Eagles before the draft what this class was, they might have been surprised this is who they took. They're not upset at it, but maybe it wasn't what they expected, and the board kind of played out that way. So, look, I like the players they took. I think Jahad Campbell could be a star as he develops. He certainly has the body type and skill set and background to be a star player. But he's coming off surgeries, and everyone's not even sure when he's going to get on the field this summer. So I got to temper my expectation for when he's going to be able to play. And then do they throw everything at him, or is it just you learn inside linebacker this year, and then we'll kind of throw other stuff at you the way they did Cooper as just a slot, and then maybe they can move him around. I don't know. And then Makuba, like you said, a little undersized. We'll see what he becomes. I agree with you. Ty Robinson might have the easiest path to get on the field quickly because they just have lack of depth at defensive line. Mm-hmm. I think he could play quickly, but I'm not expecting a huge immediate impact out of this class. Like, you go back some years, it's a good class, but it takes them a year. Like 2022, Jordan Davis barely played.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Jurgens didn't play. N'Kobe Dean didn't play. Like, that class is good now, right? Cam Jurgens just got a lot of money. They just picked up the option on Davis. N'Kobe had a big year this year. So sometimes draft classes could be good, but it's not immediate. I think last year was an anomaly. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting an immediate impact out of this draft class? I think before the draft, we were expecting that idea because they lost so much at free agency. But now that I see who it is, I don't know. I mean, I like the Campbell pick, but I'm not sure the immediate is the word. Kyle, are you expecting an immediate impact from this class?
I think I'd be asking a lot to expect immediate impact. Like, the Eagles kind of got lucky last season with how ready Quinion and Cooper DeJean were.
Yeah.
That's not a normal thing in the NFL. Even Jalen Carter took a couple years. Like, usually it takes guys a few years. And plus, like, we saw the entire defense not really start off too hot with Vic Fangio's system. Like, Fangio has a bit of a, I think, what's known to be a complicated mm-hmm. system, especially for rookie guys. And, like, the other thing we have to factor in here is the Eagles prioritize versatility with these two guys. It's not just them learning one position, like seek and destroy or something from one spot. Like, if you're getting these guys comfortable doing multiple things on this defense, that's going to take a little bit too. So while I don't necessarily think it's a terrible thing that they're not going to be ready right away, I just don't think it'd be fair for me to go into the season and expect that kind of impact right away from these guys.
I agree. I think it's a lot to expect. Now, look, Q, if Campbell can get on the field quickly in training camp and we're there doing a show at training camp and he's out there, I might change my mind. Then it'd be like, oh, wow, like he's ready. But I just, every time people talk about his medicals, even Howie, no one seems to have a, hey, we expect him July 15th, he'll be clear. It's very vague on what's going on there.
Yeah, I think they're trying to protect the player. But as far as what we're talking about and rookies playing, like every year, there's at least 50 rookies in the NFL that start week one.
Yeah, totally.
There's at least 50. So you have to understand is that when you draft nowadays, and especially with our team, you have to know that some of these guys got to contribute right away. It's on Vic, and that especially on the defensive side of the ball, because that's who we took, that's who we have. It's going to be on Vic and his coaching staff to make sure that they get these young men up to speed as quickly as possible and learn their skill sets as quickly as possible, because we're in a position, in a situation where they have to play.
Yeah.
So I expect them to contribute early in this season.
Well, I hope they do. I don't expect it, but I hope it. 215-592-949. If you could chime in on that as well. Do you expect immediate impact out of this rookie class? Last year was an enormous just immediate impact. I'm not expecting that kind of thing again. Where do you come down now that the dust has settled on this class with Campbell and Makuba and Ty Robinson there, the defensive tackle out of Nebraska, and then all the late round picks? 215-592-949. If you get on this, and Should the Phillies put Ranger Suarez in the bullpen? Or more aptly, if he's not into the idea, should they force him to go to the bullpen? He's going to start on Sunday, which is fine, but I want to see him in the bullpen. I'd leave Taiwan Walker in the rotation for now. Where do you come down on this? Plus, on the other side, the Phillies, they're getting a little hotter offensively. At least one of them is, in a big way. We'll talk about that and what Topper said about it next. 215-592-949 for a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now, you can make a smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.